Ranger Bill, warrior of the woodland, struggling against extreme odds, traveling dangerous trails, fighting the many enemies of nature. This is the job of the guardian of the forest, Ranger Bill. Pouring rain, freezing cold, blistering heat, snow, floods, bears, rattlesnakes, mountain lions. Yes, all this in exchange for the satisfaction and pride of a job well done.
You know, when I think of the story for today, I have to chuckle some because of the consternation that was caused at Blue Lake early this year, or I should say early this summer. It was just as the tourist season was getting into full swing. Now, Blue Lake is located high up in the mountain country, and it's real cool and comfortable up there when everywhere else people are sweltering. Well, you've no doubt heard tell of yarns about monsters being in lakes and oceans. And I wonder if the folks at Blue Lake didn't begin to think that this was true after several peculiar happenings took place. Let's call this story The Clown of Blue Lake. During the day, motorboats ply the lake for pleasure riding and towing water skiers. But in the early morning and late evening hours, the fishermen take over and try to land the big ones. Let's join a couple of the boys as they roll quietly along the lake to their fishing spot.
Well, Gus, this is the time of the year I've looked forward to each month since last summer.
Yeah, sure is, Amos. Good to leave those hot city offices and come here to God's country and live. Mm. Just think, 3 whole weeks of this wonderful place.
Yeah. Buy any new lures this year?
Huh? Oh, no. Hard enough carrying all the gear and gadgets I've got now.
The strength of your bag decides the limit of the size of your pack.
Sure does, Amos. Of course, my wife has something to say about that, too.
I know what you mean.
Say, we're almost at our spot.
Oh, right. It's a perfect night for drifting, and we'll drop anchor as soon as we begin to get strikes.
I hope we can get some big ones like we did last year. Amen. I got a strike.
Oh, play him easy. We're doing great tonight.
Yeah. There he is. Look at the size of him.
That's a fine catch. Here's the net.
Good. Okay. Pull up that stringer with Amos.
Right away. Man, but you've caught a beauty. Hey, something's robbed our stringer.
It has. Hey, let's see that.
Look at this one.
I'll say somebody's robbed our stringer. And we had a prize catch, too.
Let's head back to the lodge with this one. So at least we'll have one fish to show for an evening's work. So a lot of the men are having trouble with having their stringers robbed, eh, Pop?
Yeah, they sure are, Amos. There's been a lot of complaining, and some of the men are getting mighty hot-tempered about it.
Well, can't this culprit be caught?
Maybe it could. We knew where it was.
Pop, you've been around Blue Lake a long time. What do you think this thing is, huh?
I don't rightly know, Gus. It could be a large water snake, or maybe an otter. Or it might be a large pike. Then again, it might not be any one of them there critters.
You sound pretty mysterious about this whole thing, Pop.
Maybe them old tales about monsters and lakes ain't so far-fetched, after all.
A beautiful 300-yard drive, Rick, straight as an arrow.
Thanks, Hank. It's about time I got one.
Now I'll see what I can do to get across the creek and not in it. Oh, I knew that was a bum one. I felt the club turn in my hand.
It isn't too far in the rough. I'll help you look for it.
Thanks. Let's go.
Is this where your ball went into the rough?
Yeah, this looks good. Let's use an iron to poke around in the underbrush.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't want some rattler to latch onto my hand or get too close to my legs.
Right. I'll start through here.
I'll stay abreast of you. Ball shouldn't be too hard to find.
I hope not. I'd hate to lose that $2 ball.
Oh, there it is.
Where?
Under that scrub pine. Way under.
I'll have to stretch, so I'll poke. Yeah!
What's the matter?
Get out of here, quick!
What's the matter with you? Say, where's your club?
That's what's the matter with me. Something grabbed my iron right out of my hand.
Is that why you yelled?
Sure, wouldn't you?
Well, I guess I'd been running long before you did. Was it powerful?
I'll say it was. Boy, what a scare it gave me.
Yeah, I can imagine. What do we do now?
I'm going back to the lodge and get Ben Stout down here with a rifle and find out what's in that scrub growth over there.
Okay. I'd better stay here and warn the rest of the golfers to stay out of that rough. You boys stay behind me, because if I have to shoot fast, I don't want one of you in the way.
Don't worry, Ben. I don't want a 30-30 through my head. I might not live to tell about it, and I've got enough holes in my head already.
You're in a better mood now, aren't you, Hank, now that you're over your first fright?
Yeah, but I'd sure like to know what's in there. Besides, it's my club and ball, and I want them back. Let's go, Ben.
You said it. And now, don't crowd me. I don't want anybody getting hurt.
A little to the right, Ben.
Okay, you just keep directing me. Right straight ahead. That scrub pine about 50 feet in front of you. All right. Now, you fellas, give me room. I'm a good shot, but I'm not a sharpshooter. Give me room and don't crowd in. And we better take it slow. I see the club and ball.
You do? Good.
Okay, now, you fellas keep a sharp eye while I poke around here a bit.
Be careful it doesn't grab your rifle.
If it does, it'll let go quick enough, all right. I'll give it a 30-30 right in the teeth. And give me room now. Don't crowd me here. Well, I guess whatever it was isn't here now. It's safe to pick up your club and ball, Hank.
Well, at last. It took a long time, but it was worth... Wow, look at this club!
What's the matter with it?
What's the matter with it? Take a look at the iron.
The iron's bent. Why, I've never seen anything like this in the 20 years I've owned High Ridge Lodge. Why, even a bear trap couldn't do that to a club head. But now I know why you yelled so loud. You had a good reason. Whatever snatched that out of your hand sure had power.
Had power? You mean has power, because we don't know what it is yet.
Junior, how many times do I have to tell you not to lean over the edge of the pier like that?
I'm watching the fish, Mother.
I thought you were trying to catch fish, not watch them. Now, be careful, do you hear?
Yes'm, I hear.
I don't know what comes over children these days. They just don't seem to hear worth a hoot.
Mother!
Junior!
I'll get him!
Oh, please don't let him drown! Is he all right?
He's all right, ma'am. I'll bring him in to the ladder.
Oh, thank you. Junior, are you all right?
Sure, Mom. I'm okay. I didn't fall in. I was pulled.
Pulled? Young man, I should whip you for lying, but I'm too happy to have you safe to punish you now.
I'm not lying, Mother. Honest.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
May I butt into this family squabble?
Oh, I'm sorry. I almost forgot to thank you for saving my son. Thank you very much for your help.
That's quite all right, ma'am. I don't think the boy's lying about being pulled into the water.
You think he was actually pulled into the water?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Well, did you see it happen?
No, but if you look at the end of his fishing line, you'll notice it has been bitten and torn off.
Why, land sakes, you're right. The hook and the bait is gone. What could have done it?
I don't know. But that'd been awful strong because it's very heavy line. More like the kind used for deep sea fishing.
It is. My grandpa gave it to me. He used to be a deep sea fisher.
That's what I thought. And I wouldn't let the boy near the water until this monster is caught or destroyed.
Do you mean that it's dangerous to swim in Blue Lake?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, ma'am, but I wouldn't want to take the chance.
Well, what can we do about it?
I'd report this to the rangers if I were you, ma'am, right away.
Well, we certainly shall. And if they won't do anything about it, well, then we'll pack up and leave for another resort where it's safe for children to be near the water.
You want to see me, Pop?
Yep, I sure do, Benjamin. You'd better put your thinking cap on and do something quick about this monster. Well, maybe we should say about the environment in the lake that's causing all this ruckus.
The folks are beginning to talk, huh?
They ain't only talking, but they're setting their minds to action.
No, what kind of action?
Well, they're going to pack up and move right sudden-like unless you do something about this.
I was afraid of that. Well, what do you think I should do?
Why, I'd call in the rangers so quick it'd make your head swim.
I thought of doing that, but then, again, I thought they might think I was crazy.
You take a tip from me and call Bill Jefferson. He ain't never laughed at anybody calling for help yet, and I know Bill, he ain't about to start now.
Headquarters.
Stumpy, this is Ben Stout. How are you?
Well, I'm fits a fiddle. How's yourself?
Well, not so good right now. I've got problems.
Oh? Big or little?
Big. And I'd like you fellas to help me.
Why, sure, Ben. We'd be glad to.
Well, that's fine. Is Bill there?
No, but he'll be here inside an hour, and we'll come out to see you.
Well, thanks, old-timer. I'll be waiting for you. Bye.
So long, young feller. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think this one's going to be a corker.
Yeah, that's the whole story up to date, Bill.
And this is turning into a first-class mystery, Ben.
Yeah, you said it. And it's going to be an expensive one, too, for me if these folks start leaving because they're afraid of the lake and what's in it.
Yeah, you're right, young feller. It could be bad for you, all right. What are we going to do about it, Bill?
Well, the first thing I'd like to do is carefully go over what's happened and see if we can gather some common facts.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. You mind if I noise it around that you fellas are hot on the job?
No, of course not, Ben. Go right ahead. Perhaps it'll stem the panic and your paying guests will stay until this is over. And then they can enjoy their vacation.
Well, thanks. I'll spread the word around right away.
Okay, and we'll get busy talking to the folks involved in this and take a look around. Let's go, old-timer.
Look, here's the spot. Was right about here where we noticed the fish were gone from the stringer.
How do you know? Did you mark an X on the side of the boat?
I didn't think the old-timer could let that one go by.
It's all right, Stumpy. Thing is, I marked the location by landmarks on the opposite shores. That's how I know we're close to the general area.
Well, I don't see any footprints in the water to tell us what kind of a varmint it was that swiped the fish.
Yeah, you see, he's hopeless when he gets like this. No cure for it, you know.
So I understand. Too bad. He's such a nice fellow, too.
Now, see here, you young whippersnappers. I never did see the sense in coming out here in a boat anyhow. What's it going to tell you?
Well, he's got a point there, all right, don't you think, Amos?
Yeah, he sure has, Gus. I thought it might help to return to the scene of the crime and reenact the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless I'm sadly mistaken, this is about the same general area the rest of the fishermen complained of about losing their catch off the stringer.
Hey, now that rings a bell, Sonny. I think you're right.
Maybe you've got something there.
I don't know yet, Amos, but I'm sure going to make a long mental note of it. Let's go back to the pier.
Be careful, Bill. Stumpy, the thing might still be in here.
Oh, don't you fret none about that, sonny. Oh, Betsy here will take care of anything, big or small, in short order.
Yeah, the old-timer's a dead shot. Where's the scrub pine under which you found your iron club and the ball, Hank?
Right ahead, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there isn't much to see.
Well, one can never tell. Let's look around, Stumpy.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring on doing.
See anything yet?
Oh, a few things.
Look here, Bill. Go in that way, toward the creek.
Mm-hmm. The creek runs into the lake. And the golf course is between the place where the fellas usually fish and the swimming pier where the boy was pulled into the water.
We're getting a pattern, young feller.
Yeah, and how?
Well, what's the good word, fellas? Is it a dinosaur?
Nope, nor a walrus, neither. He's just the clown of Blue Lake.
We've got some ideas about the troublemaker, but we'd like to check out a few more details before we commit ourselves. Let's go back to the lodge.
Are you real rangers?
We sure are, Junior. Genuine and real.
Boy, wait till I tell the gang back home that I talked to real forest rangers.
Junior, don't be taking up these gentlemen's time with so much foolish talk. Now, they've more important things to do.
Not right now, we haven't, ma'am. Your son is very important to us.
Boy, oh boy! Did you hear that, Mother?
Yes, I heard the ranger.
Now, suppose you tell us how you got pulled into the drink. I mean, the lake.
Well, I was sitting here with my pole, fishing, and all of a sudden there was a big yank on the line, and I was in the lake.
Have you got the pole and line here?
Sure. I saved it special when I heard you was coming. This is it.
Mm-hmm. The line's been cut, all right. Junior, did you notice anything special in the water just before you were pulled off the pier?
No, sir. Not a thing.
Well, thanks very much for your help, son. Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye. And I certainly hope you catch whatever you're looking for so that the lake will be safe again.
And so do we hope we can catch it. Thanks again. Goodbye.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, sonny?
I guess I am, Stumpy. The culprit can be only one thing. Let's go back to the lodge and talk with Ben about it.
It's awful nice of you to come and tell the folks what you found out, Bill. It'll help me, too.
Well, I'm glad to do it. Perhaps you better get started, huh?
Yes, of course. Please, quiet down, folks. I'm sure most of you know our chief forest ranger, Bill Jefferson, by sight, if not personally. He'd like to talk to you for a while. Bill?
Thank you, Ben. Well, folks, Stumpy and I have carefully gone over this scary mystery plaguing Blue Lake, and we've come up with the fact that the culprit involved is a turtle.
A turtle? What kind of a turtle, and how big?
A snapping turtle, Hank, and he's a whopper. Maybe
how?
2 or 2.5 feet across.
Oh. How about that? Sounds logical, and by the dent in my five iron, I'd say you hit the nail on the head.
But could a snapping turtle be that powerful?
Yes, he could. This one's a big fellow, old as the hills, and he's got a pair of jaws that could take a man's hand off without any trouble.
Well, I know you're right, Bill, but what are you going to do about it?
That's the same question that I had in mind. Turtle is dangerous. Almost like having an alligator around.
Well, Stumpy and I are going to trap the old boy and pack him out of here, lock, stock, and barrel. Well, now that you know what the danger is, I'm sure you'll all rest easier. We'll have the rascal in short order because we know pretty well where he goes and comes.
Hey, Bill, why not shoot this turtle and be done with it? He's dangerous anyhow.
Well, Gus, our job is to help all forest life, above water and under the water. You know, the Lord created all living things and put them here for a purpose. We may have to kill the turtle, but only as a last resort. But I feel quite sure that we can capture him all right. Move him to some uninhabited area where he can live out his natural life.
Now, that'll be fine, Bill. I don't care what you do, just as long as you get results.
Oh, Bill will get results, all right, Ben. You folks just bide your time another day or two, and we'll have old Moss back on his way. Bill, I think we'd do better carrying a big soup kettle out here and putting the old Moss back right into it. Grab him by the tail and kerplunk.
I'll admit that he's wearing my patience pretty thin, too, old friend, but we've got to try our best to give him a break.
Three times now in a day and a half he's given us a slip. I'm getting tired of it.
No, he's a sly old rascal, all right. We'll get him yet.
That's what they all say, but they never have.
Patience, old friend. Patience.
Never had to wait this long for a bowl of soup in my life. There he is, Bill. Right close to that log.
Yeah, I see him. I've got the net already. Now let the canoe glide over to him. And I'll slip the net right under him. So when he dives, he'll go into the net.
Okay. Look at the size of him, would you? Like a big rock. I must have eyes in the back of his head. How do you know he was right behind him? We didn't make a sound.
I don't know, old-timer. Perhaps he's got built-in radar.
Yeah, he must have. Probably read one of them there do-it-yourself books.
You might be right, you know. Well, let's go back to the pier and take a break, huh? Perhaps we can think of some more foolproof way to snare him next time.
I'm sorry you fellas had such a bad time of it. But that old fox must know all the tricks of the trade on how to live to be 500 years old.
I'll say he knows them. I guess the only thing left to do is shoot the poor fella.
Oh, not really.
Yeah. Can't afford to monkey around with him any longer. First thing we know, he'll bite off some child's fingers or hand. Get old Betsy, Stumpy, and we'll push off in the canoe.
Yep. That's about the only answer, I guess. We've tried all the baits and traps we know exist for this sort of thing.
You know, I kind of feel sorry he has to go this way. There's something fine and majestic about a turtle his age. Well, I don't mean to go poetic, but I sort of gotten attached to him. Although I wouldn't want to try to pat his head.
I understand, Ben. We feel the same way.
Yep. Yeah, I'll get old Betsy out of the car and be back in a minute or two.
Say, have you noticed that boat drifting, Amos?
Yeah, I thought we were changing position.
Look, the anchor rope's loose. We must have lost it.
Lost it and nothing. Look what's hanging on the end, that crazy old turtle.
Never mind the turtle. We'd better get this motor going. We're drifting faster. We could go over the dam, maybe.
Oh, don't worry. I wish we'd brought an oar. At least I'd get the pleasure of trying to give that turtle a bang on the head.
Oh, come on.
No, I do wish we'd brought our oars.
Oh, maybe I'd better yell. Hey, there's Bill Jefferson on the shore.
Hey, Bill! Ben! We need some help! Hey, Bill! Ben!
Hey, look over there, close to the dam.
Hmm? Great Scott, those men can't get their motor going.
And they're being sucked right toward the gate.
Stumpy, we'll run along the shore to the gate. There isn't time for anything else. We'll try to pull him out of the boat before it goes through the gate. Come on. There's a small catwalk over the top of the sluice gate. We'll lay on that, and we'll have to be able to grab them as they go by in the boat and swing them up to safety.
I hope so. We ain't gonna have much time to do any planning.
Right. Give it all you got. We'll make it just in the nick of time.
Thank you.
trying, Amos. Maybe it'll start yet.
Get ready to lock arms, fellas.
Oh, forget the motor, Amos. We're getting closer to the dam.
Ready to jump?
Don't miss. Here we go.
Hey, Bill, look what's holding on to the end of the anchor line.
Why, it's old Mossback. He's going over the gates and down the other side. He isn't strong enough to buck the currents.
Bill, Stumpy, I want to thank you for getting rid of old Mossback.
We didn't get rid of him, Ben. He got rid of himself.
Oh, now you know that ain't so. You fellas were breathing down the back of his neck all the time.
Yep, we sure were, young feller. The clown of Blue Lake out-clowned himself. Now he's taking a fast trip down the river, and he won't be back for a long time, if ever.
How'd you like that for a change? We don't often battle turtles, much less run them out of town. But that's the way things go sometimes. However, I'm glad we didn't have to shoot the old veteran of Blue Lake just because he was getting ornery and full of tricks. Well, see you next week for more adventure with
Ranger Bill!
Faithful to you forever and forever. Now, the second point of my sermon is this, is the purification. Jesus made his way into the city, went up the street, and he was going actually to the temple area. And finally, when he went to the temple, he was highly disturbed. He walked into the temple that day, and you can read it. It's in the same chapter. He was disturbed. Why was he disturbed? Because when he went in, he saw a bunch of animals over here. He saw some doves over here. Over here, he saw the money changers and all their tables. He saw that men, they were more interested in making the dollar than they were in worshiping him. And this disturbed him. Now, I know it was necessary that sacrifices be offered. I'm fully aware, but it was supposed to be outside of the temple, not inside of the church. They had it inside of the church. And secondly, people had come from all walks of life, and they had to change their currency from the currency of Ethiopia and some of the other countries, and they had to change it into the currency of Israel. That's the reason they had money changers. In other words, they had to change the money into the currency of the day. And they had set up tables throughout that temple area, and when Jesus saw it, he was highly disturbed. The Bible tells us that he went over and took a cord, and he made a whip. He turned those tables over. The Bible said he turned those tables over. He saw those people selling. He drove them out of the temple. There was a righteous anger in his heart. And here's what he said. He said, "This place is where I have come to find peace. This is my last hour. This is the last time I'll be in the temple. I have come on the Lord's day. I want to talk to God about the burdens and the cries of my heart. I'm facing the cross. And I want to talk to God about it. And I come into his house. It's supposed to be a place of prayer. And you have made it a den of thieves." And he said, "Get out of here." He cried and he said, "The Bible said," and he's quoting David, "You have made my den, my temple, a den of thieves." And he said, "It's supposed to be called a house of prayer." He was disturbed. He drove those people from the temple. It was a place of confusion. It was not a place of peace. It was a place of frustration when it ought to have been a place where people worship God. And because Jesus drove them out of their temple, pushed them aside. Let me tell you, God wants us to have peace, not confusion and noise when we come into his house. It ought to be a time when we renew our strength within. It ought to be a time when we find a sense of direction and peace. It ought to be a time when God speaks to our heart and lifts our spirit. It ought to be a time that we leave and say, "It has been good to be in the house of God." Did Jesus lose his temper? Did he? Or did he have control? Was he really...